Introduction. Quantitative electroencephalography, QEG, represents a transformative advancement in the neuroscientific evaluation of brain function. Through its ability to quantify EEG data and compare it against large samples of healthy individuals, QEG offers clinicians and researchers an objective framework for understanding neural deviations. Central to this practice is the use of normative databases, which are derived through rigorous statistical and methodological procedures. These databases guide interpretations of EEG patterns and Z-score transformations and serve diagnostic, therapeutic, and investigational purposes. This lecture provides a comprehensive overview of the rationale, structure, derivation, and application of QEG norms. Topics will include the practical utility of normative comparisons, the underlying statistical principles enabling such evaluations, the methodological rigor required for database construction, the evolution of major normative datasets, and a comparative review of widely used commercial databases. We conclude with guidance on the responsible use of normative databases and the risks of over-reliance on unvalidated sources. Use of QEG norms and methods used to derive QEG norms. Use of QEG norms. Norms in QEG serve as quantified benchmarks derived from healthy individuals, allowing practitioners to interpret a single patient's EEG findings in the context of expected neural functioning. While the concept of a norm originally described typical or average conditions qualitatively, in QEG it has come to denote specific numerical values for variables such as amplitude or coherence, typically defined by means and standard deviations. These norms function as statistical templates embedded within databases that account for age, recording site, task conditions, and other variables influencing EEG output. They are not diagnostic in isolation, but provide context to evaluate abnormalities that may signify neurological or psychiatric dysfunction. By converting raw EEG values into Z-scores, QEG allows rapid detection of statistically significant deviations that may not be evident visually or through routine clinical EEG interpretation. This quantification process has proven especially useful in identifying atypical EEG patterns associated with conditions like ADHD, where elevated theta and diminished beta activity recur. Thus, normative comparisons enhance the sensitivity and specificity of clinical inferences derived from EEG. Purposes of QEG normative databases. Normative databases in QEG have diverse applications across clinical and research contexts. They describe what is typical among healthy individuals, provide comparative baselines for detecting abnormality, and support diagnostic hypothesis generation. Additionally, they facilitate the identification of EEG biomarkers and endophenotypes, contribute to neurofeedback protocol development, and promote scientific discovery. The descriptive function provides statistical estimates of EEG variables across populations, while the comparative function contextualizes individual values within those distributions. Diagnosis becomes more precise when statistically significant deviations are integrated with clinical assessments. Exploration of biomarkers enables the identification of biological signals tied to clinical syndromes. Neurofeedback uses these norms to track EEG normalization following intervention. In scientific research, normative databases support discriminate analyses and predictive modeling, enhancing our understanding of how EEG features relate to cognitive or psychiatric phenotypes. Each of these purposes relies on a robust methodological framework, ensuring the reliability, validity, and generalizability of the database. The contents of QEG normative databases. Databases include a wide range of EEG variables measured across 10-20 sites and inter-site combinations in a healthy population stratified by age. Variables typically encompass absolute power, relative power, power ratios, amplitude, peak frequency, and various connectivity metrics, including coherence and phase. Inverse solutions permit estimates of activity in Brodmann areas and networks, such as the default mode or salience network. Z-score conversions make these values comparable across different variables. Databases also accommodate different montages, such as linked ears, average reference, and Laplacian, to suit the analytic preference or hardware configuration. Raw data and Z-scores are available, allowing for both visual inspection and statistical comparison. Importantly, artifacts and pathological features such as epileptiform discharges are typically excluded to preserve the integrity of the normative sample. The database structure ensures that values are normally distributed and that stratification by task and demographic characteristics allows for relevant clinical comparisons. Probability and statistics or database use. The utility of normative databases depends on robust statistical underpinnings. Variables are characterized by measures of central tendency, mean, and variability, standard deviation. These allow the computation of z-scores, which express how far a particular EEG value deviates from the mean in standard deviation units. The assumption of Gaussian or normal distribution is critical for interpreting z-scores meaningfully. If data deviate from Gaussianity, transformations such as logarithmic conversion are applied to normalize them. Additional statistical concepts include percentiles, alpha levels, p-values, correlation coefficients, and t-tests. These measures support hypothesis testing and signal whether observed differences or associations are statistically significant. The standard error of measurement informs confidence intervals, allowing inferences about the likely range of true values. All of these calculations ensure that individual deviations are not interpreted in isolation, but rather contextualized within a statistically validated framework. Summary: this section has outlined the foundational concepts supporting the use of QEG normative databases, from the role of norms in distinguishing individual differences from statistical expectation to the sophisticated statistical infrastructure required to validate those expectations. Each element reinforces the clinical and research utility of QEG. By converting EEG findings into Z-scores and referencing them against normative distributions, clinicians gain a powerful interpretive tool. These comparisons support diagnosis, treatment planning, neurofeedback, and broader research. The reliability of such inferences depends not only on the data's representativeness and quality, but also on rigorous statistical validation. With a firm grasp of these principles, users can apply QEG findings with scientific and clinical integrity. Methods used to derive QEG norms: sample selection and data collection. Developing a QEG normative database begins with obtaining ethics approval and informed consent from participants, then recruiting a representative sample of healthy individuals across a wide demographic range. EEG data are collected under standardized conditions to ensure comparability. The individuals are selected to represent the larger healthy population and reflect typical age-related variations in brain activity. The representativeness of this sample is critical for ensuring that findings from the database can be generalized to other individuals within the same demographic strata. Developers must carefully consider the database's goals, whether descriptive, diagnostic, or investigative, to guide the selection and stratification process. Ensuring consistency in data acquisition across age bands and conditions, such as eyes closed, eyes open, and task engagement, is vital to the integrity of the final dataset. Ultimately, the aim is to gather clean, representative, and sufficiently numerous data points to compute statistically valid measures for each variable of interest. Participant recruitment. Recruiting participants for a normative QEG database involves outreach through diverse channels, including flyers, academic research pools, healthcare provider referrals, media announcements, and online platforms. The objective is to ensure a demographically balanced sample that represents the population the database is intended to serve. While certain variables, such as age and health status, are critical to inclusion or exclusion, others, like race, socioeconomic status, and geography, are generally not used for stratification, given their limited impact on EEG. Nonetheless, efforts are made to ensure cultural and demographic inclusivity. Recruitment bias remains a concern and is mitigated through wide-scale outreach and careful screening. The historical consistency of EEG findings across different ethnic groups, such as those observed in Scandinavian and American children, supports the generalizability of these methods. Transparent documentation of recruitment procedures and demographic characteristics enhances the scientific credibility and reproducibility of the database. Stratification. Stratification organizes participants into age-based subgroups to account for the well-documented developmental changes in EEG characteristics. This is particularly important in pediatric populations, where neural maturation occurs rapidly. Early normative databases used one-year age bins, while later databases employed sliding windows or overlapping ranges to increase statistical robustness. Stratification ensures that comparisons made within the database are age-appropriate, preventing misclassification due to developmental effects. For example, comparing a 10-year-old to normative data from adults would obscure genuine age-related patterns. In adult populations, wider stratification intervals are often sufficient, although some databases extend this precision well into older age ranges. Proper stratification enhances both the statistical power and clinical relevance of the database. It also ensures that Z-score transformations reflect valid departures from what is biologically typical for a given age. Representativeness. A normative database is only as strong as its representativeness. This ensures participants reflect the broader population's diversity without introducing systematic biases. Developers aim to include individuals with typical cognitive, emotional, and behavioral profiles, as verified through developmental history, academic achievement, and clinical screening tools. While variables such as gender and ethnicity are generally not used for stratification, they are still documented to evaluate potential sources of bias. For example, EEG features do not differ substantially across race or geographic region when health status and age are controlled. Representativeness also encompasses lifestyle variables, with participants excluded if they use substances or have medical conditions that could alter neural activity. By curating a sample that mirrors the population of interest in all relevant dimensions, the database enhances the generalizability of its normative values. This ensures clinicians using the database can trust its applicability to their diverse clientele. Inclusion and exclusion criteria for participant selection. Clear inclusion and exclusion criteria are critical to defining a healthy normative sample. Inclusion criteria often include a typical developmental history, absence of academic delay, and absence of behavioral or emotional disorders. Exclusion criteria typically screen out individuals with neurological conditions, psychiatric diagnoses, learning disabilities, or substance use issues. Methods for determining these criteria include clinical interviews, standardized questionnaires, school records, and medical histories. The aim is to create a sample representing the ideal standard of neural functioning against which deviations can be judged. By rigorously enforcing these criteria, database developers ensure that the normative sample is homogeneous in health, but heterogeneous in age and background. This homogeneity in neurophysiological functioning reduces variability due to pathology, thereby increasing the sensitivity of the database to detect clinically meaningful deviations. These procedures are especially important in child and adolescent samples, where minor developmental differences can greatly impact EEG measures. Sample size. An adequately sized sample is necessary to ensure statistical validity, normal distribution of data, and generalizability. While older guidance emphasized the importance of large samples, more recent methodological developments suggest that factors such as artifact control, consistency of recording procedures, and Gaussianity of the data may be even more crucial. Still, most databases aim for at least 30 participants per stratified subgroup. Statistical techniques such as regression analysis and bootstrapping can supplement raw sample size by modeling expected values more precisely. Nonetheless, undersampling can impair the validity of Z-score transformations and increase the risk of spurious results. Developers may also employ transformations to correct for non-normal distributions, further enhancing the robustness of the data. Ultimately, the goal is to balance practical feasibility and statistical rigor, ensuring that the normative database can reliably guide interpretation across the age and task spectra it encompasses. Methods used to derive QEG norms. Data for QEG databases. Standardized methods for EEG data acquisition are critical to constructing a reliable QEG normative database. Data must be collected using uniform electrode placements, typically based on the International 1020 system, and recorded using amplifiers with matched or calibrated frequency responses. To ensure comparability, databases require low electrode impedance, standardized filter settings, and stable participant conditions. Participants must be rested, alert, and free from the influence of caffeine, sleep deprivation, or recent substance intake. Recordings are often obtained during resting conditions with eyes open and eyes closed, and in some cases, during active task engagement or event-related potential paradigms. The duration of artifact-free data collection is typically between 2 and 5 minutes, although some sources consider 1 minute sufficient for specific metrics. Amplifier matching is employed when different hardware systems are used, correcting for deviations in spectral response curves. This ensures that the power spectral values calculated with new amplifiers are consistent with those used to construct the database, preserving the validity of Z-score comparisons. Artifact removal. The presence of physiological and environmental artifacts in EEG data necessitates rigorous pre-processing. Artifacts such as eye blinks, muscle activity, and movement-induced potentials can distort the signal and introduce bias in the calculated EEG variables. Effective artifact rejection is achieved through visual inspection and automated techniques. While independent component analysis, ICA, and principal component analysis, PCA, are widely used in other EEG applications, their application to QEG databases is discouraged by some experts due to potential distortion of coherence and phase measures. Instead, databases often use algorithms trained on visually confirmed artifacts to flag and remove contaminated epochs. Some systems apply template matching to correct for eye movements or low-frequency drifts. The artifact clean data are subjected to further validation to confirm signal integrity. Proper artifact removal ensures the reliability of derived metrics and contributes to the reproducibility of findings across sessions and populations. Calculation of EEG variables. Following artifact removal, EEG signals are subjected to spectral analysis to extract variables of interest. Frequency analysis methods such as fast Fourier transform, FFT, and wavelet decomposition are commonly employed to quantify power distribution across delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma bands. More granular metrics are obtained using single hertz bin analysis, increasing resolution and improving neurofeedback application specificity. Derived variables include absolute power, relative power, peak frequency, asymmetry, coherence, and phase metrics. These values are computed at individual electrode sites and across pairs of electrodes to assess both local activity and interregional connectivity. Advanced normative databases may also include source localization variables derived from inverse solutions, such as Loretta or S-Loretta. All calculations are performed under tightly controlled mathematical constraints to ensure consistency across datasets. The result is a comprehensive set of EEG descriptors that can be converted into Z-scores for clinical comparison. Reliability and validity. Reliability and validity are essential metrics for determining the scientific credibility of a QEG normative database. Reliability refers to the consistency of measurements over time or within a session. Methods for assessing reliability include split-half analyses and test-retest correlations, both of which have demonstrated coefficients exceeding 0.90 in well-constructed databases. Validity refers to whether the database accurately captures the constructs it is intended to measure. Content validity is established by including variables of known clinical and neuroscientific relevance. Concurrent validity is demonstrated when the database's values correlate strongly with other established databases or clinical findings. Predictive validity examines the database's ability to forecast outcomes, such as cognitive performance or diagnostic classification. Cross-validation methods, including leave-one-out procedures, assess whether results from one subsample generalize to others. High levels of both reliability and validity confirm that the database can be trusted for clinical and research applications. Where applicable, these attributes are further strengthened by peer-reviewed publication and FDA registration. 3. QEG database development history. The development of QEG normative databases began in the 1950s, when the earliest datasets were assembled at institutions such as UCLA. These early efforts included EEG data from NASA candidates, faculty, and students, but lacked formal inclusion and exclusion criteria. The data were analyzed for central tendencies and distributions, but did not yet adhere to modern statistical rigor. A significant milestone occurred with the work of Matusek and Peterson in the 1970s, who created the first peer-reviewed normative EEG database. Their sample, composed of over 400 children and young adults, was carefully screened to exclude those with neurological or psychiatric conditions. These researchers introduced statistical tools such as t-tests and z-scores, laying the groundwork for more formalized databases. Their findings have since been validated across culturally diverse populations. The 1980s and 1990s saw substantial progress in database sophistication and utility. John and colleagues developed age-regressed norms and emphasized the Gaussian distribution of variables. Their databases supported diagnostic classification and predictive modeling. Thatcher and his collaborators advanced the field by incorporating inverse source localization methods, such as Loretta, and constructing three-dimensional cortical maps. These enhancements allowed for topographical and volumetric analysis of EEG data. The NeuroGuide database, developed by Thatcher, introduced Z-score neurofeedback based on real-time comparisons to normative values and employed joint time frequency analysis for precise feedback calculation. These innovations elevated QEEG from a static assessment tool to a dynamic neurotherapeutic instrument. Later developments included the creation of high-resolution databases with expanded age stratification and broader variable inclusion. Developers like Gordon and colleagues focused on increasing sample size and methodological transparency. Cross-validation procedures were introduced to ensure external validity, and split-half reliability and test-retest consistency became standard metrics of database quality. The inclusion of ERP data, as exemplified in the Human Brain Institute database by Kropotov, added an additional layer of cognitive relevance. More recent initiatives, such as the TBRAN database from Brain Clinics, integrate phenotypic and treatment response data, facilitating precision medicine applications such as treatment stratification based on baseline EEG characteristics. Normative databases have also evolved in response to technological advances. Modern datasets use amplifiers with high input impedance and broad bandwidth, allowing the capture of both low and high frequency activity with minimal signal distortion. These systems are calibrated to match earlier hardware through amplifier matching protocols, preserving longitudinal comparability. Developers have increasingly adopted automated artifact rejection protocols and improved statistical techniques, including bootstrapping, nonlinear regression, and log transformations. As a result, current databases support finer resolution in spectral metrics and more accurate Z-score derivations. Another important advancement has been the development of cloud-based and AI-driven platforms such as iSync Brain. These systems automate artifact detection and variable calculation, allowing for rapid analysis and integration with clinical reporting tools. Similarly, platforms like Jewel and NewMind focus on user-friendliness and integration with client symptom checklists. These systems generate neurofeedback protocols by matching QEEG findings with behavioral self-report data. This represents a convergence of psychometric and electrophysiological data, which enhances the ecological validity of intervention strategies and simplifies protocol customization for practitioners. Together, these historical developments have transformed QEEG normative databases into scientifically robust, clinically relevant tools that can guide diagnosis, neurofeedback, and research. Their continued evolution reflects advances in technology, neuroscience, and data analytics. Understanding the history of database development enables clinicians to evaluate the tools they employ critically and to make informed decisions about their application. As the field advances, future databases will likely include genetic, metabolomic, and real-world behavioral data, offering a truly integrative view of brain function. Features of selected current databases. Numerous QEEG normative databases are now commercially available, each with unique features, sample characteristics, and analytical capacities. NeuroGuide, developed by Robert Thatcher, is among the most widely used databases and supports Z-score and S-Loretta neurofeedback. It includes data from 727 individuals aged 2 to 82 and stratifies by 20 overlapping age groups. This database supports diverse EEG metrics including amplitude, power, coherence, phase, asymmetry, and peak frequency. It is distinguished by its real-time Z-score feedback capability using joint time frequency analysis and its NeuroNavigator tool, which features advanced imaging and subcortical analyses. NeuroGuide also includes rigorous artifact rejection protocols and supports numerous amplifier systems via frequency matching. The Human Brain Institute, HBI, database, developed under the direction of Yuri Kropotov, combines QEG and ERP data. With data from 1,000 healthy participants aged 7 to 89, it offers both eyes open and closed resting state recordings and data from multiple cognitive tasks. Its features include wavelet transformations, ICA-corrected ERP components, and dipole approximations. HBI employs automated artifact removal and provides Z-scores, coherence, and Esloretta metrics. This database is especially suited for cognitive and ERP-based assessments and has received validation across clinical and research settings. The Jewel database, created by John Demos, is tailored for practical clinical applications. It integrates EEG findings with a symptom questionnaire and provides immediate training recommendations. Data from over 1,000 individuals aged 7 and older were collected using Lexicer and BrainMaster amplifiers. Jewel is notable for its support of monopolar and bipolar Z-scores and unique amplitude-based Z-score analyses. It facilitates 1-to-6-channel neurofeedback protocol development and produces visualizations linking symptoms to cortical sites. Jewel simplifies report generation and neurofeedback planning, making it suitable for clinical environments focused on individual symptomatology. The NewMind database, developed by Richard Suter, emphasizes ease of interpretation and protocol generation. With data from nearly 800 participants aged 5 to 90, it integrates symptom self-reports and cognitive performance data. NewMind supports linked ear montage recordings and calculates metrics across standard frequency bands. It uses automated artifact rejection and has been validated with bootstrapping and log transformations to ensure Gaussianity. Reports generated by NewMind include head maps, tracking sheets, and percentage change comparisons. This platform is ideal for clinics seeking integrated assessments and automated neurofeedback suggestions. TDBRAN, curated by the Brain Clinics Foundation in the Netherlands, includes more than 1,200 EEG records and is notable for integrating phenotype and treatment response data. Its open access version allows broad scientific usage, while TDBRAN Plus supports internal development of biomarker-guided treatment decisions. EEG recordings are combined with assessments of mood, personality, sleep, and cognitive performance. Raw data are available with artifact removal code, and reliability and validation procedures are robust. TDBRAN supports clinical stratification between treatments such as neurofeedback, psychostimulants, and RTMS. The iSync Brain database from iMedisync is a cloud-based, AI-driven system supporting age and sex-stratified normative comparisons. It includes 1,289 participants and provides real-time Z-score analysis across a 1 to 45 Hz range. iSync Brain incorporates artifact removal using advanced ICA and denoising techniques. It supports multiple montages and provides amplitude, power, coherence, and Esloretta analyses. Nonlinear regression ensures continuous Z-score transitions between age bands. Reports include biomarker detection, 3D topography, and stratified normative maps. This system is optimized for speed, accessibility, and integration into AI-powered clinical workflows. QEG Pro, developed by Kaiser and used across Europe, features a large participant sample stratified with a moving average across 150 age bands. Data are analyzed across 1 Hz bins and include power, coherence, phase lag, asymmetry, and burst metrics. It supports linked ears and Laplacian montages and is compatible with multiple amplifiers. Reports include standard EEG maps, extreme Z-score tracking, and frequency-specific outlier detection. QEG Pro has demonstrated strong concurrent validity with NeuroGuide and iSync Brain, and its outputs are suitable for both clinical and research applications. This database is FDA registered and is accompanied by comprehensive training materials and technical support. Together, these databases illustrate the diversity of available tools, from research-grade platforms like NeuroGuide and HBI to practice-oriented systems like Jewel and NewMind. Choosing among them requires consideration of sample characteristics, supported metrics, hardware compatibility, and intended clinical or research use. A thorough understanding of each database's features enhances the validity and utility of QEG-based assessments and interventions. Multiple tests and comparisons risk. The practice of using multiple normative databases to analyze the same EEG dataset has become increasingly common. While it may appear to provide confirmatory value, this approach introduces significant risks of spurious findings and inflated type 1 error rates. Each normative database has distinct statistical parameters, hardware assumptions, artifact removal protocols, and participant characteristics. Therefore, differences in findings between databases may reflect methodological variance rather than true neural divergence. When clinicians apply multiple comparisons without proper statistical correction or an understanding of each database's framework, they risk drawing erroneous conclusions based on apparent deviations that are not biologically meaningful. This risk is compounded by using different thresholds or definitions of abnormality across systems. For instance, one database may define statistical abnormality at a z-score of plus or minus 2.0. At the same time, another may use plus or minus 1.5 or 2.5, resulting in inconsistent interpretations of the same client data. Without consistent standards, clinicians may selectively report or emphasize findings from the database that align with their expectations, consciously or unconsciously reinforcing confirmation bias. This compromises diagnostic integrity and may lead to inappropriate treatment recommendations. Thatcher and Luber emphasize that only databases meeting rigorous scientific standards should be used in clinical settings. These standards include ethics review, participant stratification, artifact rejection, Gaussian distribution, cross-validation, and published reliability and validity studies. Databases that lack these foundations may produce statistically significant results that are not clinically valid. Consequently, integrating outputs from multiple databases without careful evaluation can mislead rather than inform clinical judgment. Furthermore, repeated testing of the same dataset across multiple databases increases the likelihood of finding significance by chance alone. This issue, known as the multiple comparisons problem, is well recognized in statistical science. In the context of QEG, each comparison of a variable to a normative mean represents a separate hypothesis test. If numerous tests are performed without adjustment for multiplicity, the chance of at least one false positive becomes unacceptably high. This undermines the overall validity of the assessment and potentially introduces errors into treatment planning. To mitigate these risks, clinicians should commit to using a single, scientifically validated database per analysis, chosen based on its methodological transparency, population characteristics, and compatibility with their equipment. Where multiple analyses are necessary, statistical corrections such as Bonferroni adjustments or false discovery rate controls should be applied. Additionally, clinicians must disclose the database used and justify its selection in their reports to maintain scientific and ethical standards of care. The issue of multiple database use reflects a broader need for clinician education in quantitative methods and database construction principles. As the field of QEG continues to evolve, training programs and certification standards must ensure that practitioners understand both the power and limitations of normative comparisons. Only through disciplined use of validated databases can QEG fulfill its promise as a reliable clinical and research tool. Summary: quantitative EEG normative databases form the backbone of modern neurophysiological assessment, providing structured comparisons that enable clinicians and researchers to interpret EEG data precisely. Their utility spans from clinical diagnostics and treatment planning to scientific inquiry and the development of neurofeedback protocols. The construction of these databases involves meticulous sampling, rigorous artifact management, and complex statistical modeling to ensure reliability, validity, and generalizability. Understanding the statistical framework, particularly z-scores, Gaussian distributions, and error correction, is essential for accurate interpretation and ethical application. Historically, normative databases have evolved from small, unstandardized datasets into sophisticated systems incorporating three-dimensional imaging, task-based assessments, and real-time feedback mechanisms. Contemporary databases such as NeuroGuide, HBI, Jewel, NewMind, TVRN, iSyncBrain, and QEGPRO vary in their sample size, analytic tools, and clinical utility. These differences underscore the importance of careful database selection based on context, client characteristics, and available instrumentation. Moreover, clinicians must remain cautious about integrating multiple database outputs without appropriate corrections, as doing so can undermine the validity of their assessments. While QEG holds immense promise, its power derives not simply from technology, but from the disciplined application of science. Adherence to rigorous methodological standards, ethics approvals, representative sampling, valid statistical treatment, and ongoing validation is essential to ensure that findings are both meaningful and actionable. Educational initiatives must prioritize training in these areas so that users can distinguish between robust data and potentially misleading outputs. In conclusion, QEG normative databases offer a scientifically grounded method to characterize brain function. Their value is contingent upon the quality of their construction, the integrity of their application, and the knowledge of the professionals who use them. By selecting well-validated databases and adhering to best practices in statistical reasoning and clinical interpretation, practitioners can harness the full potential of QEG to improve diagnostic accuracy, guide interventions, and advance neuroscientific discovery.